One swing of the tail scatters the pack.
Although Deinonychus is a nasty dude and he's got some pretty wicked weapons, he still has a very light bird-like skeletal structure. A direct hit from a tail could end that guy's life. His hand claws and foot claws can be broken pretty easily in combat. So even though he's got these wicked weapons, he's still got to be cautious about how he uses them.
The other raptors scramble to regroup. Then they strike again from every direction.
One of the favorite attack methods of the raptors is what we call the slash and dash. You rush in, you slash them with your hand claws, and you hope that you inflict a series of injuries, and then you dash to safety. You allow your prey to slowly bleed to death. The problem is, because of the thickness of Tenontosaurus's hide, that attack doesn't do much damage. That's like attacking a rhinoceros with a fork. At the end of the day, you've got a bent fork and a pissed-off rhinoceros.
The raptors quickly review their methods and increase their menace.
They take the claws from their hands and dig them into that deep hide and hang on. Raising their foot, curling down their two toes, that brings their killing claws forward, and they begin to slice and cut the Tenontosaurus.
The raptor strikes hard with its lethal claw. The Tenontosaurus launches an unexpected counterattack.
Once the Deinonychus land on his back, the Tenontosaurus is going to roll over, using his weight to crush them. It would be like being run over by a one-ton truck. The bones would snap and break like pencils.
Two more raptors lie dead, while the wounded Tenontosaurus is still standing.
The raptors are losing too many members of the pack. The Tenontosaurus is able to repel assault after assault. Slash and dash didn't work. This full confrontation is not working. 2,000 pounds of Tenontosaurus against 150 pounds of raptor is not an even fight, and he crushes them.
The raptors are forced to retreat. A powerful storm is brewing, and night is falling.